Welcome to the Three Creeks Church podcast. We're a church in Gahanna that exists to help people find and follow God. Today, our Connections pastor, John Scott IV, is challenging us to live on mission for Jesus in our everyday lives.
You guys are so kind. Good morning, Three Creeks. I am truly excited and blessed to be speaking with you guys this morning for two big reasons. Reason number one is since COVID hit, this is like my first time of being able to speak to my people, you guys, like in person. The camera has been like ripped away, done away with, and this is my opportunity, my first opportunity to speak to you in person. So I'm really excited about that. And number two, as Joel just shared, I get the opportunity to bring forth a plan before you guys, just an idea that I really believe that God just like put in my spirit to like to share with us here this morning, that I believe like if we could really buy into this and really like walk this thing out, that we could see God do some miraculous things, not only in our church, but in our community as well, as we seek to help people to find and follow God. My name is John Scott IV. I get to be the Connections pastor here, and it's been a blessing to just operate in that role and really seek to serve our people through getting them connected to our church. If this is your first time with us, again, I want to extend a warm welcome to you. We're excited that you have chose to worship with us, knowing the fact that you could be anywhere, but the fact that you chose to be here with us this morning truly does mean the world to us. And so I'm excited to dive in and here just share this plan with you guys, as I know God is truly going to bless it and use it in a great way. If you was with us at the beginning of the year, I believe you can recall walking through a message series with us that we entitled Don't Skip Leg Day, where we were standing in a gym, and it was through this message series that we were seeking to tackle and navigate through and grow in what we picked out as three spiritual disciplines that we believe as a church that, if we're honest, we go, man, we could do better at this. There are some things that we do well, that we knock it out of the park in those areas, but these particular three spiritual disciplines, we were like, I believe like we can be challenged to grow and be better in these areas. And we talked about generosity, tithing, giving. We talked about prayer, and we also talked about evangelism. And I particularly spoke on the evangelism piece within that message series. And I'll tell you this, as I was navigating through prepping for that message, man, all I kept thinking about was, I don't want this to be yet another message that we hear that we as a people go, oh, that was so good. It's so right. Like, I totally need to grow and be better in that area. And then like a week later, we just sort of forget about it, right? I've felt like that, like sitting in church, and I know probably many other of us have felt that way too. I just did not want that to be the case when it came to that particular message series, or message when we were talking about evangelism. And so I just began to ask myself questions like, man, what could, Lord, as like one of the pastors here at Three Creeks, what could we do to like make sure that this remains something that's on the forefront of our minds, that we seek to tell others about you? That it doesn't become this thing that we hear and go, yes, man, I know I need to be better at that, and then we forget about it, but rather that it becomes something that we go, yes, I need to be better. What are some things that I can implement in my life to help me to begin to carry out this mission of evangelizing, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with others? And if you can recall back, we sort of laid out the message. Our big main point and idea from that message back then was that God has many ways that he reveals or share himself with people, but his most primary way of doing so is through other people. That God could choose to reach us and tell us about himself in many ways, but his most primary way of doing so is through using other people. And we saw this at the first century church, at the beginning of the church. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says this. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This was the play that God set in motion from the beginning, as we discussed and talked about at the beginning of this year, when it came to him telling people about himself, that he was going to use the followers, then it was his disciples, those who were in close-knit, close community with him, that he's saying, look here, you guys are going to be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere you go. And that remains the truth. That remains the mission for us today as followers of Jesus Christ. That as you go about doing life, live life on mission in such a way that you are telling people about Jesus. And that is to what he's done for you. This isn't anything, as we discussed then, that we are able to opt out based off of, I'm not feeling it today. Or probably the ones I really hear often is just like, I'm just not wired, or my personality doesn't like fit that. Like, no, this is not a situation where we get to like insert that, but rather it's a mandate by God that we are called to do this as believers. And as I stated before, why wouldn't we? Right? Like, if we go on social media, we post about every other good things and great things that tend to happen throughout our lives. Why do we grow silent and or paralyzed when it comes to sharing the most important truth, the most important thing that has ever happened to any of our lives of us who claim to follow Jesus Christ? It's a mandate. It's something that we truly have to fight to walk in. If you have your Bibles, our main passage that we're just going to sit in is going to be found in Mark chapter 16, verse 14 through 16. So I'll ask that you guys turn there. If you don't have a Bible, there in the back, we have some Bibles that that are available to you. And if you take one, take it. It's yours. We ask that you keep it. And we just want to extend that gift to you guys in that. But Mark chapter 16, verse 14 through 16 is where we're going to settle at today as we talk through this idea of living life on mission, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the act of evangelism. Mark 16, 14 through 16 says this: afterwards, he, talking about Jesus, appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table. He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardened of hearts, because they had not believed those who had saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Just to give you just context in this, this is Jesus after he had died and had risen from the grave. This is a moment where he's appearing to his 11, not 12 now, because Judas had gone off and betrayed him. So it's the 11 disciples now, and he's sitting there, and the scripture tells us that he is rebuking them for their unbelief and the fact that, this is Jesus who has risen from the dead. And I can only imagine sitting there, even in myself, going, I can see me having doubt in that. Despite Jesus telling them from the beginning that this was something that was going to take place and happen, this was just the doubt that continued to rise up in the hearts of his followers there, the 11. And Jesus tells them something very important after that. He tells them to go into the world to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. To go into the world to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. This morning's big idea is simple. It's not profound, but I believe that it's something that we constantly need to remind ourselves and have on the forefront of our brains, is that God has called us to go. God has called us to go, not sit and be stagnant. Like, in sharing with you guys today, because I feel this myself personally, there has to be, and there is, you will all agree with me on this, but there's more to our faith than a Sunday morning experience, right? There's more to our faith than coming here on a Sunday morning, sitting in some chairs, hearing great music, hearing somebody preach about the Word of God. I'm not saying that that is bad, but I'm telling you that there's so much more to that. And God has called us to go and share that, to go and proclaim that to the world. And this morning, Three Creeks, I want to ask this, are you going? Are you living life on mission in such a way from this passage that Jesus is telling them in this passage, to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation? Are you going? And I believe that's a question that we all have to wrestle with in ourselves. Are we going, or are we being paralyzed and stagnant, or remaining in this consumerism mindset when we embark upon the things of God? It's all about me. What can I get? We're called to go. God has called us to go. We fall, when it comes to this idea of evangelism, of the spectrum of it, I know there are so many people that fall in different spots on that spectrum. I mean, as I stated earlier this year in this message, that some of us may feel the fact that, I mean, I just don't know enough, John, to like share. Some of us may feel that I believe that, well, hey, John, like you and Joel, like, isn't this like sort of your job, like to share like the good news and the gospel? And then I said even before, there's probably some other of us, if we're truly honest, like we go, man, John, I don't even know if the gospel has really like sinking deep into my heart and has radically changed me in such a way that I feel compelled to go share. I don't know where you are. There's so many, what I would say, and hear me in this, I feel like there's so many excuses / barriers that we tell ourselves that sort of paralyzes us or keep us from being active in this idea of evangelism. But I believe whatever idea that maybe you could even think of for yourself in sitting out here this morning, I believe really it comes down to like two reasons. Two main reasons why we choose to not engage in evangelism, why we choose to not go and be missional-minded in this call that God has given us through his word. Two reasons, I believe. The first one is this. I believe you're a follower of God. I believe at times we simply forget the power of the gospel by which we were once saved. I truly believe that we simply forget the power of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus Christ by which we were saved. And I often say this so much, and if I could clone myself to come and sit down there, I'd be looking at myself in this moment, telling myself this, because this is how often I forget. We are just creatures by habit. We are very forgetful. We're very forgetful. And it didn't just start with us here in this century. No, this has been this forgetful mindset of the things that God has done for us has been something I feel like that has been marked by humans since the beginning. I mean, if you would just check the Old Testament and you would look at the Israelites and you would see how time and time again, God remained faithful, God delivered them, God brought them out of situations for them then to come up to another situation, and instead of their first inclination being to trust and rely on God, they often chose to doubt, they often chose to complain, and they often just murmured throughout the whole time. And when you read through those passages, it's so easy to look at those scriptures there and you just go, God, they are such idiots. They're so ungrateful. How could they possibly, here now in this situation, be complaining? And then I believe we all reach a point where the scriptures just, it's like this mirror that reflects from the scripture and you're looking at yourself. I'm looking at me going, that's John. That's me. I do that. I forget the power of the gospel by which I was saved. And how this manifests itself in my life, I'll be honest to tell you, is that when I walk around and I enter into spaces, whether it be where I go and work out at the gym, or whether it be Joel and I work out of Cohatch, which is just this co-working environment where you have people who are pastors of a church, or you have people who are CEOs of other companies that are there, I look at people in those spaces and I think to myself, based off their actions, yeah, that I think they're too far gone. I just don't know if the gospel can like if I start talking to them about Jesus, could, like, God, I know what your word says, but I just feel like, man, they are really out there. And we forget the power of the gospel that reached deep down in the depths to get us. Like, we forget that. And we use that as an excuse to paralyze. The forgetfulness of the power of the gospel by which we were saved, I believe, puts us in a state of just paralysis, where we don't share because we feel like people are just so far gone. And we forget our story and how God completely, in our mess, revealed himself to us in a mighty way through the good news of the gospel. And I'm guilty of it myself. I'm guilty of it. As I was preparing for this message and I got to this particular point of it, I took some time, I paused a little bit and took some time. I closed my eyes and I was like, man, let me just reflect on like the moment when the light bulb went off. The moment when I was like, okay, God, I think I get it. Like, I understand what you've done for me and what that means for me and like how grateful and how much I should like be just in awe of that. I closed my eyes and began to think about that and how I felt in that moment. And I'll tell you this, it was so refreshing for me in that moment. It was just beyond like refreshing. I got the opportunity to go back to like the emotions and the feelings that I felt, my perspective and mindset in that moment when that went off. And I wanted to do that with us this morning. I want to just take a few moments here. I would ask that, let's all just close our eyes. Everyone, close your eyes. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that you put your hope and trust in God, that you've walked through the gospel, that you've committed your life to God, I just want you to spend just a few seconds here and reflect back on that moment. The feelings, the emotions that you felt. All of it. Okay, you can open them. I believe that this should be something that we do on the regular. Something that I believe in doing this, and maybe there's other ways too, but I would say just for me, this helps me to remember the power of the gospel by which I was saved. Not only does it help me to remember it, but it propels me to go and share. It propels me that when I look at that individual in that moment, whether it be at the gym or in my co-working space or at the grocery store or wherever that I'm at, it helps me to go, no, God, you're mighty to save. You saved somebody as wretched and messed up as me, and I believe that you could do the same for that person. Through us having the remembrance of the power of the gospel, I believe it propels us to be on this mission to share. The other reason I believe when you boil down every excuse or barrier that we have as to why we wouldn't share, as I stated before, I believe it's two. The other one I believe that we run into is that we simply don't care. We don't care. And this is a hard one. This is a hard one to sort of, I believe, wrap our minds around, because I don't believe any one of us want to have ourselves in this camp. Like, I would be willing to bet that I don't want to believe that someone would just raise their hand and say, yeah, John, you're right, I don't care. But I'm telling you, this, like, when we boil it all down, the reality is, one of them is that we don't care. And this is one that myself, I struggle with. From time to time, this is the camp that I find myself in personally. Yes, with my mouth, I say, I'm with God. Like, I have a desire for nobody to perish, but for all people to reach repentance, that I want people to know Jesus. Yes, out of my mouth, that's what I say, but through my actions, that's not what I show. Through my actions, people are more of a disruptance or an inconvenience to me. Through my actions, I just don't have the time to engage into that conversation. And again, the harsh reality is, if we was to boil it down, we just don't care. That we simply do not see people the way that God sees them. And this mentality, this mindset will paralyze us. And it had, like, at times has paralyzed me from sharing the good news of God. It has paralyzed me at times from sharing the good news of God. And we're and this is what we're talking about. Even going back to, like, the power, like, remembering the power of the gospel. One of my favorite verses, and it's one that I feel like a handful of people know, is Romans 1:16, and it says this. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the power of God, for it is the I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God at work, saving the lives of all who believe." That this message of me being a sinner, being death, being completely separated from God, but God being so rich in his love and mercy, send his son Jesus to die on my behalf, that scripture tells us if we just believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess him as Lord, meaning God is no longer I who live or call the shots in my life, but I live and walk in who and what you called me to do. It's through that message, that gospel message, that that's the power, that's the hope, that every person, I don't care what you're struggling with, that's the hope and the message that's going to satisfy you and bring about completion in your life. That we could run and look at all these other things to fulfill us, but it's only through the belief in that message, that truth, that you will be satisfied. And you will truly begin to live a wholesome life. Again, two ideas. We forget the power of the gospel. I wish we were saved. And if we're honest, the second one, we truly don't care. Back in February, I listed out three aspects of evangelizing Jesus' way. In that message, we talked about, we looked at the passage of John chapter 4. This is Jesus at Jesus and the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well. And we really just read through that passage and picked out three particular ideas, three different aspects of evangelism that we see Jesus model so perfectly for us in that passage. And the very first one that we talked about is that Jesus was caring. We talk about this idea of, you know, us simply not caring. Evangelism, sharing, like Jesus, it starts, I believe evangelism starts and is sustained through us having this deep compassion, this deep heart that cares for the lost. And what we read is, in John chapter 4, verse 4, it says this. It says, Jesus had to go through Samaria to get to Galilee. So Jesus was on, he was traveling up to head to Galilee. And what would happen in that particular time, Jews, because they had this really crazy alt with Samaritans, and I won't go into details with it, but I mean, these were people that were intermarried. They were half Jews mixed with other people. And so the Jews just did not respect them at all. And so what Jews would often do, if they were traveling up through in the direction of Samaria, they would take a longer route around to get to where they need to go to. Like they was totally fine with adding the extra hours on their trips as long as it didn't allow them to come in contact with the Samaritan. That's how much they despised them. But scripture tells us in John chapter 4, verse 4, it says Jesus had to go through Samaria. And I said to that, yes and no. Yes and no. I say that because Jesus didn't he wasn't trying to save time. It wasn't like, oh, I'm pressed for time. Let me just shoot through Samaria. Like, no. But Jesus had to go through Samaria because he understand that there was a woman there who needed to know him, that there was a woman there that needed to know him, and he simply cared. He didn't allow the culture or circumstances around him to dictate, you know, him being stagnant or just sitting there. Like, Jesus cared, and just simply caring and having that heart of caring, that drove and prepared him to share people, to share with people about him. And I'm telling us here today, I don't know where you land at on these two camps. But again, God has called us to go and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And I believe, like, we as a church, we have to fight to continue to live our lives on mission, to continue to have on the forefront of our minds this attitude of sharing the gospel, the good news, with whosoever. And so again, that brings me to, as I was preparing for this message and the message before, back at the beginning of this year, I'm just asking God, like, how could we as Three Creeks, how could we grow in this? How could we take this as just from reading scripture and having this conviction to go, man, I know I need to be better at this. I know I need to incorporate this in my life to live out the calling that God has given me. How can we take it from just a thought of that to a place of action? No matter where you are on the evangelism spectrum, how can we, what can we create or what can we have to help people to have this mental mindset of like, man, I am going to be on purpose. I'm going to be on mission, that wherever God places me, that I'm going to find ways to share with people about him. Because again, God can reveal himself in many ways to people, but the most primary way that he does so is through us as people. And as I was sitting and praying through that, God dropped this idea in my spirit that I get to share with you guys this morning, and I'm excited about it. We're calling it the Summer Collectives. And it's not like a profound like idea or like, I believe as I begin to explain it to you, you go, okay, that sounds pretty simple, but I want you guys to feel the heaviness and the weight of the purpose of what these are for. Because without the purpose, like staying at the forefront of this plan, it easily and simply just will become little collectives, little small groups where we get together and do fun things that we like to do. And that is far from what I want this to be. Very far from what I want this to be. So we're calling it the Summer Collectives, and where we're looking and seeking for this to be is simply this. We want it to be pockets of people doing everyday things on purpose. We want this to be just pockets of people doing everyday things on purpose. And you ask what the purpose is. The purpose is being on mission to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That as we come in and we are seeking to do the things in life that we love to do, the things that you just simply walk in and you do that you enjoy, I want you to engage into those things on purpose, with the purpose to share the good news of Jesus Christ with people. I just desire through this, it was just this idea to create spaces for everyone, for the believer and the non-believer. For the believer, I want it to be a space where you are actively having on the forefront of your mind to say, how do I engage into conversations with people so that I can tell them about the best thing that's ever happened to me? Not in such a way that I sit and we do this bait and switch thing where it's like, hey, come to my game night. And then, oh, yeah, if you can turn your Bibles to such a, no, right? That's not what we're looking for it to be. But I want people that for the believer, that man, as I come to a game night and I'm sitting next to an individual that maybe I know, maybe I don't know, I begin to ask questions. I begin to probe and seek, man, what's going on in your life? And hey, what's your thoughts about like spirituality? Like just asking questions that will help us enter into a space to be able to share, again, the best thing that has ever happened to us. And then for the non-believer, it's simple. I want them to be able to enter into a space where there's not this pressure of feeling like, man, I have to like succumb to like something, or I have to like pledge or like say that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. But like, I want them to enter into a space where they feel like, oh, people value me. They see me. Like, they're asking intentional questions. Like, I honestly believe this. Like, in all honesty, for believers, hear me on this. And I'm speaking to myself in this too. I believe we complicate evangelism just so much. And you, it's so easy, probably, many of you who know me, you're like, well, John, you're like super extroverted. We can't never get you to stop talking. I believe it's easy for someone like you. And I go, no, like, hear me. I understand, like, the hardship in it. Like, how it could be to switch a conversation for like a, from a surface level deal to like deep in talking about the things of God. Like, I get that. I understand that. But I still believe to a degree we complicate it. That we look at it as like, again, I got to know everything. I got to have scripture and stuff. And now all that is great. But I'm like, let's talk to people. Let's just talk to them. And then us talking, like, we did the drill earlier of just, like, remembering the gospel. Like, even if it's you sharing your story of your encounter with God, to take somebody to God's story and what he's done for them, let's do that. And as I stated, let's not be weird in it. Let's don't be weird. Please don't be weird. But, like, let's just have normal conversations with people. And I believe through us asking certain questions, it creates these cracks in the doors where we could begin to share our faith. But if we're not like intentional, on purpose, like on mission to do that, we'll never do it. These will simply become pockets of people that are doing everyday things, minus the on purpose. And as I stated before, that is not what this is for. I believe that has a place, but this is a place where I'm calling and wanting people to enter into this space of doing, being pockets of people doing everyday things on purpose for God. I would say this, as I shared earlier today, I believe all of us would say, man, there's so much more to our faith than coming in here, sitting and experiencing the Sunday service. Although that isn't bad. There's so much more to that. And what I want to pose, the question I want to pose to you guys out there today is like, is there ever been something that God has like just placed in your heart for you to lead, for you to rally people around, to be a part of, to ultimately share him with people? Or to engage with people in such a way where they do feel valued. Has there ever been like a burden in your heart to want to start something, to rally people around something, to see God do some amazing things in and through it? I don't know. I just want you to answer that to yourself. And if your answer to that this morning is yes, and you just maybe felt like, man, I just never really had the opportunity or just the... like, I just don't know where to go to kickstart this or get this off the ground. I want to tell you this morning, I would love for the Summer Collectives to be that for you. I would love for the Summer Collectives for that to be something, whatever idea you have, that you can rally people around this idea on purpose, with the purpose being to share Jesus Christ with them. We already have, like, some volunteers of people who are saying, John, I want to be a point person. That I have an idea of something that I want to rally people around, and I desire to see myself and people within my community or my group like hearing about the good news of Jesus Christ. And I want us to think about that this morning. Is there something that God has placed on your heart, an idea? One of the ideas we have, I mean, ideas could be endless. Endless. After I was thinking about this, I thought like, man, what are some things that people can rally around, or some everyday things that we do that we can be on purpose with? I thought about moms at the park. My wife goes to the park with my daughters multiple times a week. And I was like, what would it look like if there was a group of moms who would, as I take my kid to the park, I'm on purpose. I'm on mission. And that purpose and mission is to share Jesus with people there. As I seek to, like, in this everyday thing I do in my life already, that's in my schedule, in my routine, when I get to the park, I'm seeking out new people that I could maybe, hey, how are you going? Like, how are things? Like, asking intentional questions. And I know for some of my introverts right now, you're like, oh, John, that sounds just overwhelming. But like, what would that look like? What would it look like to have a pocket of people that we're encouraging each other, that we are on purpose together as we go to the park to share the good news with Jesus? What I thought about a book club, prayer walk, going up the creekside, and we begin to pray, and maybe we walk around as people are walking with their kids or doing whatever. Like, we're on purpose. We're on purpose together. And there's another idea of like a paint and sip. I don't know. Maybe at your home, you have these canvases and a little bit of paint. You have people invited over. Maybe you start off with some people in your group that are from the church, and then from there, we get the mission and vision to say, hey, let's all seek to bring one person next time. And as new people come in, we're just entering the conversation, being mindful to ask like very purposeful questions that will help us to get over into being on mission to share the gospel. I'll tell you guys this, like many of you guys know that Joel and I, we've been a part of the CrossFit gym here in Gahanna for some time now. And man, I believe one of the most amazing things that we've had the opportunity to do is we started doing at the beginning of this year this thing called WOD plus God, where we would, WOD stands for workout of the day, and we would simply just, we would work out, and then afterward we would give like a 5-minute Devo or so. And I heard time and time again from just members of the gym who at the time weren't a part of our church, or they're probably still not a part of our church, they just love the idea of, man, I feel so comfortable. I feel like the church is like coming to my space, like where I'm at. And like, there was no, like, not this forceful thing, but it was like, we're building relationships. And as we build relationships, man, I mean, for me, it's simple. I tried, as I went into CrossFit, I tried to keep from the beginning of just like a simple question that we often ask is like, hey, John, what's your job? Like, what do you do? And I don't want to walk in there like, hey, I'm here to CrossFit. I'm the pastor of like one of the pastors of a church. Like, I try to keep that like secluded. But like, again, I still like look for ways when people who didn't even know what I did, like, man, how could I just enter into a conversation, get to know them, like genuinely get to know them? And throughout the conversation, I have to get to a point where I'm telling you about the good news of Christ. And so, again, these are the, we're seeking to have just everyday things that we do in our lives, whatever that may be, that we simply go, okay, not only am I going to do this, but I'm going to do it with intentionality. I'm going to do it on purpose. And this morning, I'm speaking to the individual that I just really want you to think through. Is there something that God has given you, like a burden of an activity or something that you want to rally men and women around to be on purpose with? And I just want to partner with you. I want to talk to you just about that, to see about, man, getting other people to join in with you on that mission and seeing God do some amazing things in and through it. We're asking to have point people, like this morning, as we're seeking to like ramp this thing up and really get a website and put it out there for the start of this summer. And I'll tell you this, I don't want to overwhelm you. I know the summer is a time where a lot of us, we go on vacation a lot. The responsibilities, I don't want us to look at this as like this whole big structural thing like we have with our community groups. Like, for our point people, literally your responsibility would be have your idea of what you want to do. We'll help like market and get people in the group if they want to rally around that activity with you. We'll have a mandatory training that we're going to do, evangelism training, May the 22nd, that I believe is going to be great, that we're asking all of our point people just to attend. And then after that, we're like, you pick the days that your group meets. We're asking just like within a month, so we'll kick off these June 1st. Within that month, we ask, I mean, if you met as little as 2 times within that month, that's all we're asking. If you want to do more, that's great. But you come up with the idea, the times that you guys are going to meet. If we find somebody here that goes, man, I want to join that, we'll get them in contact with you, and you'll give them the details and what you guys will be doing when the next time you meet, and you'll be the one to cast the vision about, yes, we're doing this activity, but let's not forget the purpose and mission on which we're on while we're doing this activity. And then the only other last thing we're doing is, and this is for just, I feel like, the encouragement of us as the body together, is we're going to create this platform where we get to share stories. And I want to hear all the stories, like not just the ones where, hey, I was walking out on Creekside and I began to pray for this individual and I walked up to him and I shared the gospel and they gave their life to Christ. That is great. But I believe there are going to be more stories. And these are stories to be celebrated too. I believe there are going to be more stories of, hey, John, me as a believer, been walking with the Lord for some time now. Like, it's just been great to be mindful, to be intentional about asking questions that help lead me to a space to share my faith and what I believe. Or more so like, yeah, I just had the opportunity to get to know Sarah, and, you know, we talked about God and spirituality and what that meant for her. I want to hear those, because those are wins for me too. Those are wins for all of us. Like, I believe we discourage ourselves out of evangelism because we feel like we look at the Billy Graham's of the world or John Piper's who stand up on stage and they do like this big altar call and like everyone, like this big revelation, everyone has this light bulb moment and they get a life to Christ. And I just go, that's not going to be the case every time when we enter into this space. And to be honest, that's not our role in our job. We can't change the heart of a person, right? Scripture tells us what? That we've been called to plant seeds and water them, that God will bring about the increase. When we develop this idea and this mindset of like, let me operate in my role, which is simply to engage with people, to tell people about the goodness of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God, you do the rest. It takes the burden off, to be honest. It really does. Because that's not our burden to bear. And so I believe when we could enter into those spaces of sharing from that mindset, that it can give us the confidence that propelled us to do so. When you guys came in this morning, you should have received a card that looks just like this one. It says Summer Collectives on it, Three Creeks Church. It has our mission statement on here. If you flip it over to the back, as I stated before, if you're sitting out there today, and as I spoke this morning, you can recall like an idea or a mindset of, yeah, I do have something that, or an idea that I want to rally people around. Like, I do want to be a point person, like, in helping to rally people around these everyday things that I do with the purpose of sharing Jesus being at the forefront. If that's you, I'm just going to ask that you would fill out the back of the card there with your name, your email, your phone number, and check that first box. Name, email, phone number, and check that first box. Maybe there's a second group of us in here that, I mean, you feel like very much so compelled and having this desire to do it, but you're like, John, I don't have an idea. I don't know what I could possibly do, but I am interested in wanting to know more about seeking to be a point person of one of the summer collectives. I want you to check the second box. And whether you check the first one or the second one, I want you to take this after you've filled it out. At Three Creek Central, I would love for you to drop it off there this morning. And myself, I have an amazing team that's been working with me to help like this vision like really be cast and come to fruition. Like myself, Erica Kambitz, and Mackenzie Davis, we would love to reach out to you sometime in the upcoming weeks to see how we could help you in rallying people around an activity on purpose. For us who may be going to be listening to this on podcasts, I just ask that you text the word collective. Text the word collective to 97,000, and it will allow you to fill out a form very similar to the one that we all here in person have. And we too would love to reach out to you and help you to create spaces, rally around an activity there on purpose. As I close this morning, I just want to remind us that God has called us to go. That He's called us to be on mission to go and to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And I desire, like, for us to be a church that are truly walking in that. And although this says summer collectives, it's my heart that even beyond the summer, this would just become, this is just, it's within our bones and our DNA that, yes, I'm going to the grocery store, but I'm going on purpose. I'm going to the gym. I'm going on purpose. I'm going over to my mom's house. I'm going on purpose. I'm going to my kids' schooling event. I am going on purpose, with that purpose being to share the good news of Jesus Christ to whosoever. This morning, I want to pray Isaiah 6, verse 8 over us. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 over us. As we seek, and I'll say this, I'm not saying that the Summer Collectives is the end-all, be-all, that this is what you have to do, like, to be on mission. I just believe it's a great thing for our church to rally around, to give us accountability and a structure in a small sense to really be on mission to share the gospel. But again, as I said before, as a believer of Christ, whether you do this through Summer Collective or not, this is something that we've all have been called to do. And so I love this verse. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 says this. It says, "Then I heard the Lord asking, 'Whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?' Isaiah responded, 'I said, here I am, send me.'" Here I am, send me. This morning I pray that that would be our hearts as we seek to be on mission, living life on purpose to share the gospel to all who are around us. That we would have the hard posture of, "God, here I am, send me, I'll go." Will you bow your heads this morning? God, we love you. We are so thankful for your word and your truth. God, we are thankful that you have loved us first, and therefore we're able to love because you first loved us. God, we thank you for your gospel message, the truth that has reconciled us to yourself, truth that holds the power to redeem and to restore. God, in this truth that you have commanded us to take out into the world to share with others, I pray that we would be men and women that would seek to live our lives on mission to share you in wherever space or influences that you have given us. That we would not become just consumed by a Sunday service or just doing spiritual things, but God, that we would truly seek to walk out your scripture, that we would truly seek to walk out your word, and not for our gain, but all for your glory. That people will come to know you and begin to walk with you in a true, restoring relationship. God, we ask that you send us. Here we are. Send us. We'll go. Send us into this beautiful community of Gehenna as we seek to share your message of truth, that lives will be changed and transformed forever. God, would you do it? God, we would just be so mindful to give you all the glory and all the praise that is due to your name. We ask all this in your Son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. For more information about our church, our weekly services, joining a group or a team, or to give online, visit 3creekschurch.com.